sending my emails saying praise the Lord. I said, He is my King. I'm not going to stop doing these kind of little things. I said, you know, I really work for Jesus. He said, well, the CEO told me to fire you if you wouldn't agree. I said, oh, praise God. I said, that's it. I said, so give me my walking papers. I stood up and said, okay, I'll see you later, John. Went to shake hands with him. He said, Thurman, you're not going to quit that easy. I said, I'm not quitting. Y'all understand I'm fired. He said, you're really going to leave, aren't you? I said, well, of course. I don't work for y'all anyway. I work for Jesus. He said, Thurman, sit back down. He said, the CEO said to threaten you with firing you, but you're the best engineer we got, so don't fire you. So anyway, they didn't fire me. And so we go on. He said, but Thurman, you got to stop. I said, John, like I told you, no, I am going to get worse. I'm going to start signing it double. You know, I said, I want people to know. I'm going to start signing all over the page, top, bottom, everywhere. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Who do we work for? Who'd you rather make happy, the Jesus or the CEO of the company? Jesus. Yeah, me too. I'd much rather make the King happy. I'm not ashamed of the King. Absolutely I'm not. And so anyway, we go along there for a while, about a year I guess it was, and one day, and I am back there in the back, and I hear this awful screaming. And I thought, what is that? So man, I go running from receiving all the way down to Hot Foods, and there is a little Spanish woman that has slipped and fell and laid her arm on a steel door of an oven that was 250 to 300 degrees, and it had, from where her glove was here to where her sleeve was here, everything in between was fried, and big old blisters were coming up all over her arm. And she was screaming to the top of her lungs. Everybody was trying to help her. Get salve and put on it. Call 911, all these things. And I come running down there, and I ran up to her, and I said, you know, in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, it said, He bore your pain. Because I know you're in gross pain. Isaiah 53, 4. Now, you'll have to read the right translation to get that, because the King James does not use the word pain there. But the word in the Hebrew means pain. And so anyway, I said, you know, He bore your pain, so you don't have to bear it. Then I said, and in fact, let's go to this next one, Mark 16:18. Mark 16:18, I said, and Mark 16:18, Jesus says, they shall take up serpents, or the devil, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Lay hands on the sick, and just say, get healed. How hard was that? You know, I've noticed that God doesn't make our part difficult. He does all the easy part. So I quoted that verse. And I shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But I said, you know, I really don't know how long He'll take to do that. Now see, that says they'll recover. He didn't say whether to do it in an hour or a day or a week or a month, did He? So I said in Mark 11:23. Now let's go to Mark 11:23. This is another one of those awesome promises. And how many times, if I'm walking obedient to His Word, how many times is God's promises yes? Oh my goodness. Every time? Boy, that's good news to me, man. That's good news, huh? Wow, praise the Lord. I said, look at this. For verily I say unto you. Now, this is the King talking, too. This ain't some fly-by-night cowboy. You know, this ain't some book that some Dallas cowboy wrote or something like this. This is the King of the universe. For verily I say unto you that whosoever... Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a whosoever. Are you? Okay, that number, that fits me and you so far, right? That whosoever shall say unto this mountain... Now, what was her mountain? Oh, my goodness, the burn on her arm. Oh, them big old blisters. Boy, she looked like where those little marks were in that door where it had little indentions and things. It looked like she had been charcoaled, you know, like a steak. You throw a steak on there and take it over and flop it over. Yeah, it's got all the burn marks on it. Oh, that's what her arm looked like. It says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, that, you notice that didn't say you don't have to not doubt in your head. Because I'm going to tell you, you can't do any of these things and not doubt in your head. The enemy is going to be there, and I'm going to tell you, every time you go to step into faith to do something like this, the enemy's going to tap you on the shoulder, and he's going to make this statement, what if he don't do it for you this time? What if he don't heal that girl's eyes this time? You see what I mean? And so you think, what if he don't? I doubt in my head. But see, if I got it in my heart, if I got the Word of God in my heart, And I've pounded it in there day after day after day after day. It's hard for my heart to doubt now, right? It knows the promises of God. And I stand on them. It says, and you shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So after I said, Isaiah 53:4 said, he bore your pain, so you don't have to bear that pain. Mark 16:18, he said, lay hands on the sick and you'll get well. But I said in Mark 11:23, he says, whatever I say. So I said, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from my king, and his name's Jesus. And I turned her loose. Now, wait a minute. How dare you say you guarantee the king will do something? What did he say I could do there? Well, I mean, who am I going to believe? I'm sure we're going to try to believe Jesus, huh? I ain't going to believe these people that says, you know, you're teaching the people a lie. Well, if I'm teaching you a lie, then why did it work? That's a good question, isn't it, brother? So I quote, I'm telling you exactly the way I did this. Exactly. I said, now I guarantee, according to that verse, I guarantee my king and his name Jesus, you will get a supernatural healing from him. And instantly the pain went away. And wow, she said, it don't hurt anymore. Boy, it's still got them big old blisters on it. Woo, it looks awful. They said, well, let's take you to the doctor. She said, no, I don't want to go to the doctor. She said, I got to serve the evening meal in the cafeteria. I want to get this food all up there and get it served. And so she wouldn't go to the doctor. Got them big old blisters all over her arm. So she goes upstairs, she's serving the meal, and Randy, one of the young guys, come by, and he said, Thurman, let's go up and have dinner. I said, okay. He didn't know what happened. We walked up there, and we walked in the cafeteria, and he looked and said, Edelina, what in the world happened to your arm? Oh, she said, I fell into the oven down there while I was going to burn it. He said, well, good grief, woman, go to the doctor. She said, but it don't hurt. Don't hurt at all. She said, it does look a little bad, but it don't hurt at all. So she gets home that night, about 11 o'clock, and her husband, my goodness, what in the world happened to you, honey? Let me take you to emergency right now. She said, but it don't hurt a bit. Said, no, I'm too tired. I don't want to go to the doctor. Said, and when we wake up in the morning, if it's bothering me, we'll go. But said, right now, it don't bother me at all. So they go to bed. And the next morning, they wake up, and she turns over and looks at her arm. It looks just like mine. Ooh. So when she comes back to work that afternoon, one of the little ladies there that worked in Hot Foods with her said, Edelina, how's your arm? And she held her arm up like that, and this little girl screamed all across the kitchen, another answer to Thurman's prayer. Oh, my God, Lord. And isn't it wonderful to hear things like that in a place of business? And so then, of course, corporate heard about it. And they came out and they called me. They didn't come out. They called me and said, Thurman, we need you in our office. They called me about 9:30, a few mornings later, and said, Thurman, we need you in our office at 10 o'clock. That's just about all. I had to almost break speed limit to get to corporate from where we were in 30 minutes. So I said, wow, I don't know what they want, but they want me over there in a hurry. So I jumped in my truck and I drove over there, and there was all the people in HR, all the big boys and girls, you know, there. And they said, you know, you are going to have to stop praying for people in the workplace. If I ever saw a room full of devil-filled people, it was that room. I mean, any man or woman of God would have said, praise God for what the Lord did for that woman. Wouldn't you think? I mean, anybody, but they called me over there and said, you have got to stop that or we're going to terminate you. I said, well, then like I told John before, I said, you go ahead and terminate me. And so this lady said, okay, sign right here. They had five things typed out there, the reason they were going to fire me, and all of them had to do with my walk with God. Nothing had to do anything about my job. Because like they say, I was one of their best engineers. You know, they knew that. I'd saved them lots of money. But they couldn't stand me praying for people and God showing up. So this one lady, she said, sign right here, Mr. Scherf. Said, you know, before you sign that, if you'll just tell me you promise to never pray for anybody else in the workplace, we'll let you stay on. I said, ma'am, I would never do that. I said, I'm going to pray for everybody I can pray for. In fact, I said, how about let me pray for you? Oh, she didn't want that. She said, no, it's okay. That's okay. I said, I'd be happy to pray for you. I said, you need it. But she didn't want me to pray, so I said, where do I sign? She signed, and she said, you will not be allowed back in the operation I said, oh, okay. I said, how do I get my stuff? My office. He said, we'll call you and we'll meet you out there and you can go in and get your stuff. So I go over there, and of course I still have my company radio. I'd set up a radio system that has saved them hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe $1 million. And they were using another company when I got there. They didn't know how to set up a radio system. I knew all that stuff. So I set up their own radio system with their own frequencies and everything. And anyway, I had my radio in the truck, and I called one of my leads and told him, I said, they fired me. And so I said, you know, they're not going to let me back in the building. He said, come over here. I want to talk to you. So I went over there and parked at the edge of the parking lot. And he come out and he said, we're going to rebel. There's 35 men working for me. He said, we're going to rebel, Thurman. I said, no, you ain't. I said, this is God. I said, he's got something else for me to do. I said, he's through with me here. I said, he's used me to train you men how to walk in faith. And he had done that. I mean, these men had seen awesome things. I don't know of very few places you go in and there's two or three men working on something and they can't solve the problem. And one of them walks over and grabs one of them by the shoulder and says, come over here. And they come over and he said, get on your knees right here beside me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need wisdom to fix this. Will you show us how to do this in Jesus' name? He said, now then, let's get up and fix it. And they would get up and fix it every time. You know, God will, you don't have to do sickness and healing. I mean, God likes to answer your prayers in your business world. So one morning I come in about 7 o'clock and the VP was already there. He was never there at 7 o'clock in the morning unless he was going out of town. But he said, Thurman, do you know the boilers are down this morning? I said, well, I just heard that. I walked in and they called me as soon as I come in and said the boilers were down. I said, I'm headed down there. He said, they've been working on it for hours. He said, we are down. He said, we can't wash dishes. We can't cook. We can't do nothing. And this is a big airline catering thing that puts out millions of meals a year. You know, we put out thousands of meals every day. He said, we got to have that steam up. So I walked downstairs to the boiler room, three great big boilers. Those things were carrying over like I'd never seen. And Dan told me, he said, Thurman, I don't know what's wrong. We fill them up fresh water, and in 5 minutes, they're empty. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. He said, what are we going to do? I said, well, first of all, we're going to pray. So I felt my hands up. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you know what's wrong with these boilers. I don't, but you said ask for wisdom, and you would give it to me. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I need the wisdom to know what's wrong with the boiler so I can fix them. So my company that I'm working for.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, God Will Command the Blessings to Overtake You, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.